Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Lillard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Porter Vaughn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Porter Vaughn. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is called out on strikes. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is hit by the pitch. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, with Mack covering, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a pop-up towards third. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Hemsley moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hayes. Hemsley moves to third. Bell moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hemsley scores. Bell moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brancato fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lillard takes first base on ball 4. Porter Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn strikes out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 2 in the game. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. Lillard moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trosky. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Bill Lillard. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gantenbein now playing shortstop. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman moves to third. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes drops the ball. It gets behind him. There goes Chapman. The throw to Vaughn covering the plate. The slide. Chapman is out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons pinch hits for Porter Vaughn. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Al Rubling pinch runs for Al Simmons. D. Miles pinch hits for Al Brancato. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Moses reaches second base with a double. Rubling moves to third. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 3 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Rubling scores. Moses scores. It's Athletics, 2, Indians, 2. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rubling now playing third base. George Caster now pitching. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive to left center field. That will be extra bases. Johnson and Chapman chase after the ball. Chapman fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Chapman. Boudreau moves to third. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Johnson fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Johnson. Chapman fumbles the ball. That's an error on Chapman. Boudreau scores. Hemsley moves all the way to home. It's 4-2, Athletics. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreaux. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.